Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to describe a situation when you felt out of place in the IELTS speaking test. In the IELTS speaking test, candidates often face questions that assess various aspects of their language skills. One common type of question is to describe a situation when you felt out of place. To score high in this part of the test, candidates must demonstrate a range of vocabulary, clear organization, and coherent storytelling. Examiners will evaluate based on fluency and coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range and accuracy, and pronunciation. Describe a situation when you felt out of place is a frequently encountered topic, providing a great opportunity to display your narrative skills and emotional articulation. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. Common questions in Part 1. Can you tell me about your hometown? Do you prefer to live in a small town or a big city? Why? Have you ever felt out of place at a social gathering? Sample answer. Yes, I remember feeling very out of place at a company event when I first started my job. Everyone seemed to know each other, and I was the newcomer. I felt awkward and a bit intimidated, but soon I started mingling and found common topics to talk about. Part 2. Long turn. Cue card. Describe a situation when you felt out of place. You should say when it was, where you were, what you were doing, and explain why you felt out of place. Sample answer. One situation when I felt distinctly out of place was during an international conference I attended last year. The event took place in Paris, and I was there to represent my company. I had only been with the organization for a few months, and my French was quite limited. When I arrived at the venue, I was immediately overwhelmed by the scale of the event and the multitude of people speaking languages I hardly understood. During the networking sessions, I found myself struggling to engage in conversations because most of the attendees were speaking French or had advanced technical knowledge that was beyond my expertise. I felt like an outsider in an environment where everyone else seemed comfortable and well acquainted. However, I eventually found a small group of people who also spoke English, and we shared our experiences and ideas. This eased my discomfort significantly, but that initial feeling of being out of place lingered. In retrospect, this experience taught me the importance of preparation and the value of stepping out of my comfort zone. Follow-up questions. Have you experienced similar situations since then? Yes, but after that experience, I became more proactive in preparing for such events, which minimized my feelings of being out of place. Do you think it's important to feel a sense of belonging in professional settings? Absolutely. Feeling a sense of belonging can increase one's confidence and performance. It also facilitates better teamwork and communication. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Examiner questions. Why do you think people sometimes feel out of place in social settings? People may feel out of place due to language barriers, cultural differences, or lack of familiarity with the environment. These factors can make someone feel like an outsider. How can organizations help new members feel more included? Organizations can facilitate inclusion by organizing welcoming activities, providing mentorship programs, and encouraging open communication. This can help new members integrate more smoothly and feel valued. Sample answers. Feeling out of place can stem from a variety of reasons, such as not understanding the social norms of a new culture, having different interests or backgrounds from the predominant group, or simply being shy or introverted. For instance, when I attended the conference in Paris, my limited French and unfamiliarity with the technical jargon used by other attendees were major factors. Organizations can play a crucial role in making new members feel included by conducting orientation sessions that introduce them to the team and the work culture. They can also establish buddy systems or mentorship programs where experienced members guide newcomers. Regular team-building activities and workshops can also foster a sense of community and belonging. Important vocabulary and phrases to score high. Overwhelmed. Whelmed. Experiencing an intense feeling due to the amount of things one has to deal with. Example, I felt overwhelmed by the number of people and the diversity of languages spoken at the conference. Intimidated, indeed, feeling frightened or nervous due to someone or something's power or importance. Example, I was intimidated by the expertise of the other attendees. mingle, mingle, to mix or interact with others at a social gathering. Example, I started to mingle with the other attendees to ease my discomfort. Proactive, proactive, adj, taking action and making changes before they become problematic. Example, I became more proactive in preparing for international events. Tips for practicing speaking. Practice regularly. Consistency is key. Try to practice speaking daily, even if it's just for a few minutes. Record yourself. Recording your answers and listening to them can help you identify areas for improvement. Focus on fluency. Try to speak naturally and avoid long pauses. Use a wide range of vocabulary. Make an effort to incorporate advanced vocabulary and complex sentences into your responses. Seek feedback. Have a friend, tutor, or language exchange partner give you feedback on your speaking. By following these strategies and focusing on practice, you can improve your speaking skills and perform well in the IELTS speaking test. Remember to leverage your experiences, focus on articulate storytelling, and showcase your best language skills to excel in your IELTS speaking examination. Good luck. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.